AircheckDownloads.com. Casey's
Coast to Coast. The latest hit for Sheryl Crow spends a fourth week at number six. Here's Soak Up the Sun.
My friend, the communist, can rock on.
She may look tan in her video, but it's actually bronzer and makeup. That's Sheryl Crow holding steady at number six with Soak Up the Sun. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, we're up to an American Top 20 Extra by Carly Simon, a star who recorded her latest album in room 139 of a Beverly Hills hotel. In part, it happened because Carly Simon hates to fly. She was in Los Angeles to sing at a show put on by her son, Ben Taylor. Carly kept putting off getting on a plane to head back to the East Coast. And finally, she came up with the idea of doing a Christmas album while she was in town. She called producer Don Was and asked him if he wanted to do it with her. But then, they discovered that studios weren't available on short notice. And so, he decided to record the album in the hotel where Carly was staying. She was in room 140 at the Peninsula. When room 139 became available, she booked that too. Then she had the furniture taken out and rented recording equipment that was brought in. Over the next 4 days, Carly Simon and Don Was recorded an album of Christmas songs titled Christmas Is Almost Here. Carly points out, this was a room, not a suite, and not a large room. It was a very low-tech affair. At one point, we put a mic stand in the bathtub. She says, the result is an album that's, quote, fairly rough, not at all glossy, but I love the spontaneity and the energy. We were all glowing. That's Carly Simon on the unexpected pleasures of recording in a hotel room. Now, here's Carly with a song she recorded in a more traditional setting. From 1973, You're So Vain. From 1973, that's Carly Simon with an AT20 Extra, her number one hit, You're So Vain. And the countdown continues.
American Top 20, Casey's Coast to Coast.
Across the nation and around the world, you can hear American Top 20 every week on great radio stations like Sunny 97, Northern Arizona's brightest music mix, KVNA-FM, Flagstaff, Arizona, Mix 98.1, WJJR, Rutland, Vermont, and K97, Today's Hits and Great Oldies, KAMD, Camden, Arkansas. Now from Texas, home of about 21 million people, here's Kelly Clarkson holding at number 5 with A Moment Like This.
What if I told you?
One of 9 siblings in her family, that's Kelly Clarkson with A Moment Like This. For the 5th week in a row, the song checks in at number 5. I'm Casey Kasem. We're counting down to the number 1 song in the USA. 18 years ago this week, back in 1985, this was the number 1 song. It's by one of 3 stars from the soap opera General Hospital to hit the top 20. There was Rick Springfield, Ricky Martin, and this singer, Jack Wagner, with All I Need.
Kissing you was not what I had planned.
18 years ago this week, back in 1985, that was the number 1 song in the USA, All I Need by Jack Wagner. Coming up on American Top 20, a long-distance dedication from 2 teenagers in Illinois. Their math teacher loved it when his students were in the spotlight. Now, they think it's his turn to shine. From Hollywood, California, this is Casey Kasem. And here's a singer who was born in Jackson, Mississippi, and raised in nearby Star, Mississippi. Faith Hill. She slips a notch to number 4 this week with Cry.
If I had...
That's a song we've been counting down since September. Cry by Faith Hill. This week, it drops from number 3 to number 4. On American Top 20, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to our long-distance dedication. It's about a compassionate man, and it comes to us from 2 students in Illinois. Here's what they write. Dear Casey, we want to tell you about Mr. Hayes, a very special man who touched countless lives. He wasn't an important doctor or a successful lawyer. He's just an average high school teacher. However, Mr. Hayes went far beyond his duties as a teacher. He loved seeing his students succeed, whether it was becoming student body president or simply learning how to divide fractions. He wanted all of his students to have equal opportunities. When a student didn't have the money to get supplies, somehow the next day the supplies would magically appear. We all knew where they came from, but Mr. Hayes never asked for a thank you. He'd always be the first to step back and let someone else shine in the spotlight. That was his personality. Sadly, Mr. Hayes was taken from us November 17, 2002, and he's greatly missed. To his students, Mr. Hayes wasn't just a teacher. He was a friend, a best friend. And today we want to honor Mr. Hayes for all the memories he gave us and all the joy he brought to our lives. Mr. Hayes, we know you're still with us in spirit, and we aren't letting you back away from the spotlight. This time, it's your turn to shine. So, Casey, would you please play Mr. Hayes' favorite song, Forever Young, to help us tell the world how wonderful he truly was? Thank you, Anitra and Amy. Anitra and Amy, here's your long-distance dedication. Forever Young by Rod Stewart, a long-distance dedication from Anitra and Amy in Illinois in memory of their teacher, Mr. Hayes. If you'd like to send us a long-distance dedication, here's the address. American Top 20, P.O. Box 1110, Hollywood, California, 90028. Or you can email us at casey1110@aol.com. And the countdown continues.
The hits from coast to coast. Counting down the hits with Casey Kasem.
As we get set to hear the three biggest songs on our way to number one, let's take a moment to check out the tops of the other charts. At number one on the pop chart, Lose Yourself by Eminem. At number one on the alternative chart, All My Life by the Foo Fighters. And at number one on the country chart, 19-something by Mark Wills. Now, inching back up a notch to number three is a former number one here on the AC chart, 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Make my way downtown.
Rising back up from number four to number three, that's Vanessa Carlton with 1,000 Miles. I'm Casey Kasem. We're counting down the hottest songs in the USA. 19 years ago this week, back in 1984, Matthew Wilder had one of the hottest songs. He got his start singing TV commercials and later doing backup for Bette Midler. And in 1996, he produced No Doubt's diamond CD, Tragic Kingdom. Now, with his only top 20 hit as a singer, here's Matthew Wilder with Break My Stride.
Last night I had the strangest dream.
19 years ago this week, back in 1984, that was one of the hottest songs in the USA, Break My Stride by Matthew Wilder. Coming up, this week's number one song in the USA. It's the first number one on the adult contemporary chart for a Mexican-born music veteran, a guitar superstar who now holds the record for the longest wait between first hit and first number one.
American Top 20. Coast to coast.
We're just a hit away from the number one song in the land, but first, spending a fifth straight week at number two, Phil Collins with Can't Stop Loving You. Phil Collins with his former number one, Can't Stop Loving You. Once again, the song comes in at number two. And that means we're up to the number one song in the USA. It's the first number one hit on the adult contemporary chart for a Mexican-born music veteran, a guitar superstar who now holds the record for the longest wait between first hit and first number one. This musician first found fame in San Francisco in the late 60s. In 1970, he scored his first AC chart hit, the song Evil Ways. Over the years, he had a handful of AC hits, but none of them had gone to the top, until now. And he sets a chart record in the process. A record that actually belonged to the duo of Daryl Hall and John Oates for just a few months. Back in September, they set a new record of 26 years and 4 months for the time spent between Sarah Smile in 1976 and their first AC number one, Do It For Love. But now, that record is shattered. The new mark is 33 years. 33 years between Evil Ways in 1970 and the song at the top of the chart this week. The number one song in the USA on American Top 20 for a second week in a row is The Game of Love by Santana, featuring Michelle Branch. There it is, the number one song in the USA on American Top 20 for the second week. The Game of Love by Santana, featuring Michelle Branch. And there you have them, the 20 most popular songs on this week's National AC Chart based on official airplay data provided by MediaBase 24/7 as reported to Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. American Top 20 is produced in Hollywood. If you have a question for us or a long-distance dedication, you can write to us at American Top 20, P.O. Box 1110, Hollywood, California, 90028. Or you can email us at casey1110@aol.com. American Top 20 is a production of the Premier Radio Networks. AT20 was created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani. Produced by Lori Crimi. Our staff includes Matt Wilson, Merrill Schindler, Bill Strom, Toby James Petty, and Bobby Kaminsky. Production and engineering by Ray Hernandez, Michael Cooper, and Sal Cosio. My name's Casey Kasem. Join me next week when once again we'll count down all the biggest hits in the USA. Till then, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And keep your radio tuned right where it is.
Some of the music heard on American Top 20 was provided by TM Century Hit Discs.
Aircheckdownloads.com.